Topic 8. Your childhood room. Cue card. Describe a room you lived in when you were a child. You should say what it looked like, what was in it, what you did in the room. Explain what you liked about the room.
My favourite room was the study room in my house. It had been a landing, but we made it into a study, and that is where I used to do my schoolwork or any kind of project. The room was not so big, about 5 square metres. It had a bookcase, a table with 4 chairs, a filing cabinet, an entertainment centre with a TV, a large window, and a door leading to our balcony. Because of the window and door, there was plenty of light and fresh air, which made it a very nice place to work. During the school year, that would be my study room. During vacation and after I finished high school, I would use it for reading and other projects. There was also a computer in the room, which I often used to go online and do research. Sometimes I would also chat with my friends on the computer. I liked this room because it was quiet and very sunny. There was a large mango tree outside the window that was very nice to look at. I always felt very relaxed and calm when I used that room. I also liked to practice on my keyboard in that room.
Part 3. Rooms and Individuality. 1. Do you think children should have their own rooms?
I think that it is good for children to have a chance to share rooms with other siblings. Once they get a little older, many children like to have their own rooms and learn how to take care of them. I think it's good for them to have a chance to have both their own room and a shared room. They learn many good things from each situation.
2. How do children benefit from sharing a room with others?
They learn how to get along with the people they share a room with, and they learn to share their toys, which is very important later in life. They learn to share responsibility in keeping the room clean and neat. They have someone to play with and don't have to be lonely. Someone who can be a close friend. I think that it is more beneficial for children to share a room than to be by themselves.
3. Do you think people have enough privacy today?
Privacy is often very important. To those people who like privacy, it seems they can never have enough and they will always want more. Others would rather exchange privacy for more protection. They don't mind having less privacy if they know that in exchange, they don't have to worry about theft or being in danger.
4. What do you think of people who decorate their houses in a very flamboyant manner?
I think that they want to make a statement of their status when they decorate in a colourful and showy way. This may not always be so, as some people may just like the decor. Often the decoration is to show their artistic tastes. Because it is difficult to make a colourful decor match well, having a well-arranged and well-decorated house shows a lot of taste on the part of the owner.
5. Have the rooms in houses changed much compared to the rooms of your parents' youth?
The layout of houses and rooms are pretty standard and stay almost the same. One thing that does change is the material that the furniture is made out of. When my parents were young, almost everything was made out of wood and sometimes metal. There was rarely anything plastic. Today, much of our furniture is made out of plastic, metal, and other man-made materials.
6. How do you think the climate of a place affects the way buildings are constructed? The design.
Well, in my view, climate has quite a lot to do with the way we design and build our houses. For instance, in places where it snows a lot, you find houses built with a steep roof so that the snow can't settle on and damage it. But in warm climates, the houses are often built with a veranda to keep the sun out of the rooms and to provide a cool place to sit.
7. How do you think rooms will change in the future?
I think that in the future, rooms will change to use more natural materials. There is a great demand for genuine wooden furniture, and it is very stylish to use furniture that looks like the furniture used in the past. I think it's a good change. Other than that, I can't see that much of a change in rooms, really.
Places for public use. 8. What kinds of public places does your hometown have?
In the place where I grew up, there were quite a few small parks and places to stroll around. There were not many playgrounds for children to play in, but my siblings and I liked to run and play games. We were very happy to play in the open area in front of our apartment. There was also a nearby field where we could play football and a track to run around.
9. Do you think it's important to have facilities such as public parks and playgrounds?
I think that it is important to have places that are safe and clean for children to play in. It's good to have large open areas where both children and grown-ups can get good exercise outdoors in a safe environment. If nothing but skyscrapers are being built, then of course children are going to suffer. It is more important to have parks and playgrounds than some of the other facilities that are being built nowadays.
10. Compare public facilities, such as parks, in China today to those of the past.
In the old days, there were not many parks or public facilities, and the ones that were around were often small and unkempt. The plants were not taken care of, and the ground was often dirty and littered. Today, more efforts are put into keeping the parks clean and the area free from litter. The plants are well taken care of, and emphasis is put on making the parks look pretty.
11. In your opinion, how will public facilities change in the future?
I think that there will be larger and nicer parks made in the future. I think the parks will be made available to more people and easier to reach. I also think that there will be more playgrounds and better equipment. You know, in the future there might even be transportation to and from the playgrounds that would include free refreshments.
Describe a room you lived in when you were a child. You should say what it looked like, what was in it, what you did in the room. Explain what you liked about the room. 1. Do you think children should have their own rooms? 2. How do children benefit from sharing a room with others? 3. Do you think people have enough privacy today? 4. What do you think of people who decorate their houses in a very flamboyant manner? 5. Have the rooms in houses changed much compared to the rooms of your parents' youth? 6. How do you think the climate of a place affects the way buildings are constructed, the design? 7. How do you think rooms will change in the future? 8. What kinds of public places does your hometown have? 9. Do you think it's important to have facilities such as public parks and playgrounds? 10. Compare public facilities, such as parks, in China today to those of the past. 11. In your opinion, how will public facilities change in the future?